Well, today I'd like to talk to you about a super villain named the Riddler. And he's a super villain. He appears in comic books published by DC Comics, and he was created by Bill Finger and Dick Sprang. He first appeared in Detective Comics, number 140, October of 1948. He's commonly depicted as a criminal mastermind in Gotham City who takes delight in incorporating riddles and puzzles into his schemes, leaving them as clues for the authorities to solve. And he's one of the most enduring enemies of that superhero Batman, and he belongs to the collective of adversaries that make up his rogues gallery. Now, he has an obsession with riddles and puzzles and word games. He frequently delights in overstating his intellectual superiority and on forewarning both Batman and the police of his capers by sending them complex clues. His name is a pun itself, Enigma, Edward Nigma, which means a person or thing that is mysterious or difficult to understand. So with this self-conscious use of a gimmick, Riddler's crimes are flamboyant and ostentatious. And the character is depicted as wearing a domino mask, either with a green suit and a bowler hat or a green unitard with question mark prints. A black, green, or purple question mark serves as his visual motif. His original story recounts that the Riddler, whose real name is Edward Nigma, becomes fascinated with puzzles at a young age. After a teacher announces that a contest will be held over who can solve a puzzle the fastest, Nigma sets his sight on winning this. He wants glory. He wants the satisfaction that will come with that victory. So he sneaks into the school one night, takes the puzzle out of the teacher's desk, and practices it until he can solve it under a minute. And as predicted, he wins that contest and is given a book about riddles as a prize. His cheating has been rewarded, and so he embraces the mastery of puzzles of all kinds, eventually becoming a carnival employee who excelled at cheating his customers out of their money with bizarre puzzles and mind games. But he soon finds himself longing for greater challenges and thrills, and he dons the disguise of the Riddler to challenge Batman, believing him to be a worthy adversary. So back and forth, you'll see this, and it especially played out in the TV series The Riddler on Batman. And it's funny, actually, at one point, Frank Gorshin, who is my favorite when it comes to the Riddler, I know Jim Carrey played him well in one of the movies, but Frank Gorshin even put together a song. Hope you appreciate this.
Riddle me this. What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer. A bulldozer.
Tell me, what's the difference between an elephant and a flea?
Gee, we would sure like to know the difference between an elephant and a flea.
Well, an elephant can have fleas, but a flea can't have elephants. Oh.
Hey, little girl, the whole world will need the Riddler.
What did the chick say to the other chick when the hen laid an orange instead of an egg?
Just long.
Because then it would be your foot.
Hey, Riddler, why do
know you love that. And it made me think about what the Bible has to say about riddles. Well, here's some where we talk about some of the riddles in the Bible. Riddles were a type of word puzzle that were widely used in ancient times, both for entertainment as a test of wisdom. Riddles allowed the speaker to obscure valuable information from the undeserving while simultaneously disclosing a vital truth to worthy listeners. So typically, the language of a riddle functioned on two levels. It conveyed a straightforward meaning and a symbolic or allegorical point that was understood only by discerning individuals. Probably the best known riddle in the Bible is the one Samson told at his wedding feast. Samson's riddle was the amusement type, often used at weddings, banquets, feasts, and intellectual gatherings of the ancient world. The groom, Samson, entertained and challenged his 30 male Philistine guests by asking them to solve a riddle within 7 days. The prize Samson offered was 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing to the deserving guest. If no one solved the riddle, the guest would have to give Samson an identical prize. Samson's riddle consisted of a poetic couplet: out of the eater, something to eat; out of the strong, something sweet. Judges 14:12-14. Unable to solve the riddle, the 30 men threatened Samson's Philistine bride for the answer, which came in form of a riddle as well. What is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion? Well, Samson's anger over their cheating resulted in his slaying of 30 Philistine men, which in turn led to escalating violence and the death of Samson's bride. The same word used for Samson's riddle, hadha, is translated as hard questions that the Queen of Sheba put to King Solomon. When the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord, she came to test Solomon with hard questions. Arriving at Jerusalem with a very great caravan, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had in her mind, and Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. 1 Kings 10:1-3. Someone who could solve riddles was considered a wise and discerning person. Like Solomon, Daniel was a skillful interpreter of riddles, Daniel 5:11-12. Some proverbs, such as those found in Proverbs 30:15-31, were initially considered riddles. These proverbs employed riddles as a way of teaching and testing wisdom, Proverbs 1:6, as well as exposing vices. In Ezekiel 17:1-10, a symbolic riddle compares King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon to an eagle. And in the New Testament, a mathematical riddle appears in the mysterious number of the beast, 666. Jesus sometimes used riddles to outsmart his opponents, such as the case when he asked, "How can Satan cast out Satan?" in Mark 3:23. In another passage, Jesus made use of a riddle to silence the religious leaders when they challenged his authority in Matthew 21:23-27. The predominant reason for the use of riddles in the Bible was to hide information from the hard-hearted who rejected the truth while revealing it to the true believers. And in Matthew 13:10, the disciples asked Jesus why he spoke to the people in parables. And Jesus answered, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them." Then Jesus pointed to the book of Isaiah. "For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them." So because of the condition of their hearts, the people who lacked faith were unable to comprehend the meaning in the parables. However, the people of faith had received God's gracious favor and the ability to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Unbelief will cause a person to hear the truth and yet become more and more shrouded by his choice to disbelieve. However, those who receive and respond to God's word with an open heart will discover ever-broadening insight and revelation into spiritual truth. Proverbs 25:2 says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings." God is glorified by concealing information because a certain level of mystery about spiritual matters increases our sense of wonder and quest for discovery. God hides some truth so that we must search it out, like looking for seashells or panning for gold, rarely do we find the most valuable treasures scattered on the surface of God's Word. God includes riddles in the Bible because treasure truth must be searched out as we rely on the Spirit of God.